Republic Yemeni number one. I got sunglasses on today. I'm in sunny Los Angeles. The sun is not even in my apartment, but fuck it. I'm not wearing these sunglasses for the sun. I'm trying to shield my eyes from these fucking bots in my life. Shit is so crazy right now. The movie The Matrix is becoming a documentary. Call in, motherfuckers. 313-915-4933. Oh, I gotta turn on my Skype. Watch it not work. If you're tuning in for the first time, just know that this is a live podcast. You can also listen to the audio version wherever you get your podcast, but it goes live first. And I run it by myself on my piece of shit computer. And every show, there's some type of technical difficulty. So just get used to it. And don't be like,
come on, man.
Make sure you hydrate for the upcoming apocalypse. Anyways, some things I wanted to talk about today that we were talking about last time. I can't get over how dumb we all are. And I'm putting all of us in it, man, because I'm part of the system too, you know? I'm just trying to see through all the bullshit. Like, for example, you know, I've had people reach out to me. I've gotten a lot of fans over the last week. I appreciate everyone who's following me. I think it's amazing. I appreciate you. You know, but then I'm starting to realize, depending on the video that I post, I end up getting a certain type of follower, right? So, like, if I post something that may lean, you know, left, I start getting a lot of followers that are like, this guy loves Obama. And then if I post something that is a topic that may lean right, then all of a sudden I get, and the thing is, to me, I want to get everyone to follow me. I don't care what your political leanings are. But if you're listening to this podcast and you're like, hey, this guy loves Trump, don't think that. Oh, this guy loves Obama. Nope, not that either, man. I don't like any politician. I think every politician should be viewed at as somebody who we're going to take their fucking head off if they don't do their job. And by that account, we should have already like decapitated every president we've had since I've been alive. With the exception of Jimmy Carter. You know? So somebody named Black Lives Matter, Biden Laptop Matter said, hey, bro, what's up, bro? I hope you're not going to troll the welcome aboard. I haven't seen you here before. Thank you for following publicyemeni.com. I go live every Wednesday. I try every Wednesday. You got to follow my Twitter and my Instagram. I will let you know if I can't do it. Sometimes things happen. You know, sometimes I'm working that day. You never know. I'll be probably in the midst of traveling and I can't do something that live, but I try to go every week. The time is 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 2 p.m. Pacific. I don't know what it is for Central Mountain Time because y'all don't exist to me. It's always Eastern time or Pacific. All right. If any of you guys listen to me last time, I was going off about bots in my life. There are a lot of bots that are amongst us, and it's scary to me, man. It's scary even more, you know. I don't know how old some of you guys are, you know. Like, I started, like, becoming political, like, after 9/11. I really started paying attention. And, you know, one thing that I did right away was I started listening to pundits that were on the opposite spectrum of the things that I like to listen to. Because, you know, back then, I was, you know, I would just consider myself liberal. I was only liberal. And the thing is that I was only really liberal because I thought gays should be married. I thought that, you know, people who are trans, you know, whatever. I don't care about your sexual leanings and what you do with your body. I'm like so open with that, you know, and not only that, back then the liberals were the ones, especially the Democrats, they were the ones that were anti-war. So we thought, right? Because the internet was just popping off in the early 2000s. And, you know, I thought myself as a Democrat because my dad was blue collar. I grew up in Detroit. He worked in the factories. He was part of the union. It just comes with the territory. But, man, back then I was really starting to come to my own. And I remember back then liberals were the people that I respected. They seemed to be the ones that were educated, the ones that were well read. Whenever I came across a Democrat, that more than likely they would approach me with less racism, with less what are you or anything. If anything, it was they were interested, right? And back then the Republicans were the ones that were blowing up the Middle East and lied, getting us into this war. So growing up, I was like, man, fucking Republicans are evil. But being an Arab, man, I pay attention. Then Obama came along, and then Obama bombed everything. Obama has bomb in his fucking name. He bombed way more than George Bush. So then now you start to realize the left and the right, what is it? It's not even a real thing. So, you know, but right now it's getting to a point where I'm more and more feeling that we live in a simulation. And, you know, because when I was coming up at and paying attention to politics, I started listening to a guy named Rush Limbaugh, who was a fat, cigar-smoking, shithead, racist, toxic motherfucker. And a lot of people listened to him. A lot of conservatives listened to him. You know, a documentary came out about him, or I heard about him on a podcast that someone was talking and spinning poetic about and saying that this guy is he's a great guy. You know, he was just lampooning. He was being comedic. But most people listened to him like it was the truth. He would say terrible things about Arabs and Mexicans. He would use certain words that would like paint people who are not white as dirty or, you know, infesting American ideals. So he was fucking racist, and I can't fucking stand that shit. So one of the things he said one time was they were talking about immigration in the early 2000s. Of course, you know, it's always either immigration or abortion. So he was talking about immigration, and then he's like, go to my website, rushlimbaugh.com/ Mexican problem or whatever the fuck it was. And he was like, and you could see this infographic that I put up that shows you how the Mexicans are fucking coming here. And I went on the website. I was like, you know what? I'm going to take a look. I like doing research. I like figuring, even when I was younger, I really wanted to know, like, what is the side that is supposed to be my enemy? What type of information are they being fed? And you go to the infographic, and the infographic was racist as fuck. Basically, it was just a picture of America, had all these freaking red dots showing where all the Mexicans are really starting to live the most, in the most concentrated areas, and how the border is. And then the title of it was The Mexican Infestation.
Come on, man.
What the fuck? I remember, even when I was young, I saw infestation. I was like, yo. Infestation. So basically, you're trying to say that Mexicans are like a pest, right? And then, and you could tell how racist it was, because like racist people in this country, whether they're white, black, or whatever, they all think that the beginning of this land was all white people. And it's like, what the fuck you talking about? And then when you looked at this infographic that Rush Limbaugh put up, that he titled it Mexican Infestation. So already it's racist as fuck to sit there and say that Mexicans are infesting America. you racist piece of shit. And then at the same time, it's also like, you know, all the red dots and the concentrations are in areas like California. And that is offensive, too, because that's to fucking say that Mexicans just started coming into California. Motherfucker, this is Mexico. Fucking this is all, this was all Mexico. Motherfucker. Los Angeles is not Los Angeles. It's something in Spanish that I don't know because I'm stupid. That's the sound of my brain giving me extra points for realizing what I really am. But the point is, you got someone like Rush Limbaugh out there saying these crazy things, right? But the good thing with the way I approach listening to things is I implore everyone who listens to do the same thing. When you listen to any type of pundit or whatever, don't be a nut picker. Don't be someone who only wants to listen to the nuttiest thing that they have to say about the people you don't like. So if you were conservative and you listen to Ben Shapiro, a lot of his stuff is nut picking. He will only pick the nuttiest of the liberals to talk about on his show. Right? When he does that, don't listen to that. That's just him trying to keep his followers engaged. Instead, mine for gold. Because every so often, this guy that you don't like, Ben Shapiro, say if you're a liberal, say if you're listening to Ben Shapiro, you don't fucking like what he has to say. A lot of things he says, you're like, this is bullshit, you're wrong, or I don't believe in that, whatever. But listen, because sooner or later, something's going to come out of his mouth that's going to make you go, wait a minute, what? Obama did what? I wasn't hearing that on Rachel Maddow. So when you listen for information, you got to mine for gold. Now, back to Rush Limbaugh, how much of a fucking piece of shit, hot air motherfucker he was, and how toxic he was to the psyche of America at that time. Every so often, he would say things, you know, he would give out facts that you don't hear anywhere else unless you're listening to Republicans and Republican talk radio. And I thought I was a liberal at the time. And, you know, I mean, I still think I lean liberal socially. But I was listening to Rush Limbaugh and a lot of the things that he would say about liberals made me just go, that's hilarious that you're saying stuff like that. Cause I feel good knowing that the liberals that I know amongst me are not that thing that you're talking about. And it was true. He would say these crazy things about liberals, feminazis, drive-by media, they own the media, they don't, whatever. Right. And that these people think a certain way. And at that time I would like talk to my friends and they all seemed like critical thinkers. Now it seems like Rush Limbaugh is a fucking prophet. Some of these bots out here and the way they're acting has got me going, maybe Rush Limbaugh was onto something. Even though he was a racist hot bag of air, maybe he was onto something. Because now I look around and my liberal friends, especially the ones right now, and here's the thing, it has nothing to do with liberals. It has everything to do with who's in charge, right? Because when Trump was in office, it was the Trumpers, the people who were quote unquote Republican. Those were the ones that were being brainwashed. Those were the ones that were not paying attention, right? Those people right there, when Obama was in office, they'd be like, hey, Obama's bombing the fuck out of Yemen. Ain't that fucked up? And then when Trump goes in office and he increases the bombing in Yemen by 400%, the fucking Trumpers don't say anything. They don't pay attention to that. They turn into bots. Their programming is not that it does not compute. You can't fucking, you know, but the same shit's going on. That's why I say the president of the United States is just one character in a 300-year-long movie. It's just that we recast that character every 4 years. Still the same character, still doing the same fucking shit, if not worse. So, I hope the audio on this thing works, because sometimes this shit doesn't work, but I'm going to do a little sound check here and see if it...
There's a certain...
Okay, good. Yeah, there's some things that I got queued up that I want to play to talk about pertaining to how I feel right now, okay, about how more and more people are turning into bots. The Matrix is becoming a documentary all of a sudden. And shit blows my freaking mind, right? I'm all about piercing through all that shit. If anybody wants to call in, feel free. The number is on the screen, 313-915-4933. Do you feel like we are in a simulation? Do you feel that we are surrounded by bots, and that do you feel that we have the ability to turn into bots? Who knows? Maybe you're a bot and you don't even know it. Last night I was talking about this at an open mic, trying some new material, talking about NPCs, and I was very, very in it, and I didn't care how dark it went. And there was a point that I made in there that was pretty poignant. I was like, it seems right now that we are not able to communicate. Like, there's people on either side that are not able to communicate. Like, there's a language barrier. And I feel that this is the beginning of some type of a civil war, because it feels like it's getting to a point where we're not going to be able to understand each other's language. And now that the only language we're going to understand is the sound of fucking bullets popping. I think a lot of people are trying to like not pay attention to how crazy the world is going. Like, fucking Russia is flexing on Ukraine even harder now that the snow is coming. That's some dark shit. And Putin apparently is dying of cancer, according to Oliver Stone, who met him, I think, a few years ago, and said that at that time he found out that Putin was fighting cancer and that he might have beat it. And then now he might also. So now we're dealing with someone who's got his finger on nukes. He's already talking about using strategic nukes. Strategic nuke. The fuck is a strategic nuke? And he's on his way out. And the Ukrainians, who, with the help of America, of course, you know, Putin thought and the world thought that he was just going to steamroll over Ukraine. Now, the fact that they're having this much problems, it kind of makes Russia look bad. And now if we have a leader on there who's on his way out and is all about leaving a certain legacy behind, bro, get ready for a party. All right, back on talking about the biots in our life, these fucking turds. If you listened last time, you know that I was talking about people who, for example, somebody I met out here that literally told me we were debating about all cops are bad, right? Now, disclaimer, I'm not saying all cops are great. You know, as a matter of fact, I think we need a huge reform of the police department and how we hold them accountable. I think that's what really needs to happen with cops right away. Cops shouldn't be able to protect each other from being pieces of shit. And then the good cops within those areas shouldn't be blackballed because they call out a bad cop. That aside, this idea of all cops are bad is, to me, just such a dumb term that came from the left that in the end really helps the computer programs, the fucking people that are controlling us, you know, because all it does is it gets us to fight over words instead of actually what's happening. So he goes, all cops are bad. And I'm like, are you sure all cops are bad? He's definitive. He's like, all cops are bad. Then I was like, if somebody goes to rob your house with a gun, you have a family, would you call the cops? He goes, I will do everything in my power not to call the cops. Are you fucking serious? Do you have a gun? No, I don't have a gun. I'm liberal.
Come on, man.
Now, I engage this person like anybody else should with, hey, are you stupid? I know that's not a nice thing to say, right? And sometimes I probably need to be better with the way I get my point across, because sometimes when you call someone stupid like that in the middle of a conversation, you're igniting their ego to protect themselves, and then they stop listening to you, you know. But at the same time, it's like, yo, wait a second, I understand being liberal and I understand not liking guns, but I also understand, you know, that hey, the guns are out there, and if somebody came in front of you with a gun, in that moment, you're going to wish you had a gun. or that somebody near there has a gun to protect you. So to me, that's a bot. So this person that I know, I'm like, oh, okay. In the Matrix, when Agent Smith touches someone and turns that real person into another Agent Smith, that's what happened to this person as far as I'm concerned. Because there's no way that anybody could think that. That is true. I just don't understand how you can't get logic across to someone. So on the spirit of bots, let's talk about these politicians and how these politicians love to turn us into bots themselves. And I think out of all of the presidents that we've had since I was alive so far, right? The one that popped up the first time that made me go, holy shit, what is this? It's so obvious that this person is stupid. It's so obvious that this person is not the president of the United States. I remember one time, you know, my dad went to go vote, and my dad loved this country a lot. And he always reminded me how lucky I am to grow in this country. Even though it's got all its fucking problems, you're just very lucky that you're in a place where a lot of opportunity is at your fingertips. I remember my dad would always take me out to go voting. So even when I was younger, he would make me get in the car with him. I'd watch him drive to the poll, get out of the car, go in there, cast his vote, come back. And I thought it was good, even though I couldn't be in there with him, you know. And whenever he got done voting, I would ask him, like, who did you vote for? He would say, none of your business. And I kind of liked that too, because he didn't like try to brainwash me into believing in any other party. He wanted me to grow up and have my own thoughts. But it was good to see this. Right. As a kid, to see my dad vote. And one time it was the presidential election, and I was really young. And I think it was the first George Bush or the Clinton, or when a Clinton got. And I remember my dad casted his vote, and I was old enough to like really be interested. And I asked him, like, who did you vote for? He's like, none of your business. I go, why is it every time I ask you, you say none of your business? He goes, because it is none of your business. And then he tells me this. He goes, what does it matter what president gets voted in? He's like, let me tell you something. He goes, just remember this. If you run for president and you finally become president of the United States, that's the day you find out you are not president of the United States. That's fucking deep. I was like, okay, so some of these presidents are fucking bots. Now, let's talk about the ultimate bot. The ultimate bot. George Bush Jr. This fucking NPC motherfucker. Let's watch some of these videos of his dumbass.
A single mother with two children, which is the toughest job in America as far as I'm concerned. And you're working hard to put food on your family.
Those who think that they can say we're only going to have a stimulus package, but let's forget tax relief, underestimate.
This guy was president?
Paying attention.
This guy was president.
I know the human being and fish can coexist peacefully.
The responses have got to end in order for us to get the framework, the groundwork, not framework, the groundwork to discuss a framework for peace, to lay the... All right.
We are not at war with Muslims. We don't have a beef with Muslims.
Beef, no beef.
We want to be friends with Muslims.
Really?
And Muslim children.
Two.
We fighting evil people. It's important for the boys and girls of Thurgood Marshall to know.
Thurgood Marshall?
And we're fighting evil.
What?
With good.
Okay, man. This motherfucker's glitching.
The way to fight evil with good is you can help by writing letters to boys and girls your age.
What?
And so in my speech to the nation.
Oh, my God.
Whatever you want to call it. Speech to the nation.
Let me tell you something about this guy. All right? This motherfucker here, the more I watch this, the more I'm like, and listen, I think he was the only real human being in that entire administration. I've always said this, that a president ain't shit, just like my dad said. When you become president of the United States, that's when you realize you are not president of anything. And this guy here was one of the first examples when I was an adult to really, really like watch him and be like, how could anyone look at this idiot and think that he's running the country? He was one of the best examples of someone who is supposed to be president of the United States and clearly is not president of the United States. I don't care what you have to say about this guy. It is so freaking obvious. He did not belong there. His entire family, including Cheney. Cheney was the real president. Him and Rumsfeld, they were the ones that were running shit. And this is when you realize the president of the United States ain't shit, right? And I used to always think like, oh man, only Republicans would like vote in dumbass motherfuckers. And they do, man, right? The Democrats would always vote in like charismatic little assholes, you know? Because the truth is liberals want to be treated. Liberals want to vote for a Republican but they want that Republican to be charismatic and say things like guys should get married. They should. We ain't going to do anything about it, but they should. Ain't I handsome? And they did it with Clinton. They did it with Obama. Obama was number one. Obama was the fucking most charismatic. He was so good at calming us down and making us feel that everything was going just fine. That the military industry was able to ramp up their bombings of the Middle East, cash in and make so much freaking money. Not only that, the banksters went out of their way to steal money from us, to ruin people's lives, forcing people out of their freaking homes because of the mortgage crisis. And then the banks end up getting all this money from taxpayers to bail them out. And then we find out that they didn't do shit with that money to help Americans or help their business. They just pocketed the money and Obama didn't do anything about it. But man, isn't he charismatic? And he's black. Yeah, but we're bombing the Middle East even more. Yeah, but he's black. This motherfucker was the first. And I used to always think only Republicans would bring in dumb people. And that's not the case, because now the Democrats gave us a dead president.
Ticket counters and airplanes will fly out of Ronald Reagan Airport.
Ticket counters and airplanes.
But here's a dreamer. Man had an idea. He didn't like the way the cotton shirts that he wore absorbed, his bodily fluids when he exercised. So he came up with a better product. Last night, Jeb and I had some crabs with like members of the 1972 Miami Dolphins.
What?
Dan Marino and his really dynamic wife. TV stars, Andy Garcia.
Oh,
Shut the fuck up.
Shut up, dude. Just shut up. Fucking. I think that motherfucker is the one who's not the bot, right? But then you got guys like him that will help pass this dumb shit. I couldn't find the video of this. I could only find the audio of this. But you guys really need to hear. Oh, shit. God damn it. You guys still there? I hope I still got you motherfuckers, because I just had a little glitch. My fucking laptop almost slipped. Yes! We still good. Excuse me as I figure some shit out here. So I only found the audio of this. And this is the thing that I can't stand about politicians, is that they are very good at programming us. It's like they're very good at just like programming us to do the bidding of them and the elite, right? You know, there was this idea that somebody, it was like a conspiracy theory that women's liberation, when women started wanting to be liberated and wanted to work and wanted to do their own thing, a lot of men were completely against that. Like in the early 1900s, men, you know, the people in America were much like the way Muslims are. You know, the women stay home with the family. You don't work. The man does the work. Bitch cover up, wear scarves. You know, like the women back in the early 1900s, all the women were wearing scarves. And they're very conservative at that time when it came to like women. But I heard somewhere saying that once women started wanting to protest in the street, they wanted the right to vote, they wanted the right, which they all should have. I'm not saying that women's lib shouldn't have happened. That clearly should have happened. But what I heard was is that the financial institution backed it. The Federal Reserve backed it. People like that specifically funneled money into that to really popularize that, because the way they looked at it as, why not get the other half of the population to also pay taxes? Fuck the family dynamic. Fuck the raising the kids. They'll figure it out. Tell women that they need to work. Now, I don't know if you remember this, but this fucking NPC bot George Bush back in the freaking day was having it was like a town hall, I think it was. And he was out there talking to people, and he talks to this woman who is a divorcee, and she has to work three jobs to make ends meet. And instead of the president of the United States looking at that and going, my God, you shouldn't be working three jobs, lady. What is it that we can do in this country to make someone like yours lives much easier? Instead, he does the bot thing to do and turn her into a fucking bot, and then also make us feel like we also need to be bots. So listen to this shit.
There's a certain comfort to know that the promises made will be kept by the government. You don't have to worry.
That's good, because I work three jobs and I feel like I contribute.
You work three jobs?
Three jobs, yes.
Uniquely American, isn't it? I mean, that is fantastic that you're doing that. Thank you. You get any sleep?
You get any sleep? Uniquely American. I remember that. I wish I found the video, you know? Uniquely American. That's great. You're working three jobs. Uniquely American. You get any sleep? Probably not. Good. Keep working. So that you can't pay attention to how the fact that I'm a fucking bot, a projection of the simulation here to keep you subservient. Fuck, man.
Come on, man.
Yeah, motherfucker. Yeah, motherfucker. Yeah, motherfucker. Yeah, motherfucker. I'm going to have to find this article for next time, but there was this. So apparently, there's a subreddit that has people talking about the best way to get at the rich is to work more jobs. Bots, baby.
Come on, man.
All right, before closing out, this video has been going around a lot. A lot of people have been posting this video out of the founder of Rolling Stone on Joe Rogan, and how he advocates for internet surveillance and control of information. Now, we're talking about the guy who started Rolling Stone. We're talking about the guy who started a publication that should be against all of this. And it seems that a lot of people, they get older and they sort of get weaker. They sort of have no more fight left in them. And then they change. And when I saw this video, man, I honestly couldn't believe it. We're just going to let it play. And you might have already seen it. But just pay attention to how this Rolling Stone, this guy is very influential. Jan is very, very, very influential. And to hear him say this makes me go, oh, you're not him anymore. Agent Smith got to you. And you got to give it to Rogan, because, you know, Rogan is very good when he gives interviews. And he's very good at keeping his emotions at bay and playing it neutral. but sometimes some people will say things that are so off the fucking wall, that are completely wrong, that are very NPC-like, that you can see Joe Rogan kind of lose his temper, and I love seeing it. To me, it's one of my favorite things to see when you have this. But let's go ahead and give this a watch.
Meant to regulate the internet?
Absolutely.
You trust the people that got us into the Iraq war under false pretenses to regulate the internet?
Do you think that
makes any sense?
Well, wait a minute. The people who got us into the Iraq war.
It's the government.
Was the politicians.
It's the government.
In the end, yes, it's the government. But who else is going to regulate?
But if they're going to be in power and they're regulating the internet, they're going to regulate the internet in a way that suits their best interests. No, the same way they do with the banking industry, the same way they do with the environment, the same way they do with energy, the same way they do with everything.
Now, the internet right now has not really been regulated. The powers that be have been trying for a very long time, but they have successfully not been able to do it. We're getting some regulation from Google now. Google is now becoming this thing where it's curating what you're looking at, only showing you things that would interest you instead of showing you things that should probably broaden your horizon. That's why some people say you shouldn't use Google anymore. You should use other search engines, something like DuckDuckGo. But now we have someone like this guy advocating that, no, we need the government to control the internet. Who's going to do it? Why? Why do we need anybody to do it? And I got to give it up to Joe for fucking telling him no, man, because if you do, it's just going to spell the end of the internet.
But what represents their interests? There's so much, you're talking about so much money involved in disseminating information in
and
a very particular way.
The richest companies in the world are, right now, are the internet companies are rich beyond belief.
Yeah, it's fat, but it's a disruptive thing that has never existed before. I think it exists, and I think where we're at is where we're at. I think we need to move forward collectively as a country with an ethic that respects truth and that appreciates opinions and reality and an understanding of things that's not necessarily possible with corporate interests involved in dissemination of information.
Right.
But there's no way to do that except through the government.
What?
There's no way that you can do that except through the government.
This is where I start fucking breaking away with liberals. There's liberals and there's Democrats. Democrats fucking love government. They love to get government to control everything. They think government is the best thing ever. And then they get mad when the government makes abortion illegal. It's like, bitch, you just said you want the government to control everything. You're giving more power to the government. And then when the actual government does something that you don't like, instead of you blaming yourself for loving government so much, you blame Republicans. They're the government.
I mean, human nature is not going to change.
But the government's not going to change either.
But the government is capable of change. Okay, look, the government regulates, for example.
You're right, you fucking geezer. The government is capable of change. It's capable of changing into a bunch of fascists in the future that have this power that you're asking to give them. You fucking cuck.
The food supply. Or it can regulate. Let's take the
food supply.
Yeah, the Department of Agriculture.
Why have they let glyphosate infestate all of our foods?
Boom! Get him, Joe.
Let's stay with one thing.
Yeah, but that's a problem. That's the government regulating.
Well, then we better get better politicians in them to appoint better people. I mean,
so we better get better politicians in the government so that it does what we want. Fuck!
It's not. Again, don't let the perfect be the enemy of the good.
Right.
Okay. So, let's take the SEC or take the Food and Drug Administration.
You have nothing. You have nothing, bro. You have nothing. He's cornered you. Your real answer is, man, you're probably right.
Regulates big pharma. On the one hand, we've got a very safe supply of drugs in this country, you know.
Safe?
They're.
Are you fucking serious, bro? this is what example he's going to use? Pharmaceutical companies? Bro, there's probably other examples that you could have used, but you're going to use this.
Drugs are tested. You know, you don't get too many bad drugs, you know, prescribed drugs.
25% of all drugs approved by the FDA get recalled.
Do 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 boo do 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 dun 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 dun. Let me know what you guys think in the comments below. Please let me know. Are you guys seeing the same thing I'm seeing? I hope so. And I hope that people are listening are also people who agree with the Rolling Stones guy. And it's also like kind of waking up. I hope somebody who leans left, who thinks everything on the left is perfect, I hope you're fucking seeing this and going, what the fuck is going on? And I hope you see some of what he's advocating inside you and that you get rid of that. Because I used to be that guy. I used to be that guy in my 20s where I thought Democrats were always good. There was nothing to worry about. But I did surround myself with certain people that thought differently. Like there was a guy that did comedy with me that I was coming up who was Republican. And at the time, he was the only Republican in the group of comedians that we were doing. And I would engage him all the time because I wanted to pick his brain to know, well, how do you interface with the world? What makes you conservative? And the more that I talked to him, the more I could understand the way he looked at the world, the more it made me realize the same prejudice that I had inside me, because he would point certain things out that would make me go, wait a second. I am being kind of an idiot, or I am being a fucking robot, or I am captured by the Democratic Party, or I am captured by an ideology, and that maybe I should get a bird's eye view of myself and realize, wait a second, I see other people being stupid, like Republicans, but then at the same time, when I get a bird's eye view, I'm like, wait a second, there's certain things that I don't like about them that I'm fucking doing, that maybe on the opposite, that maybe, like for example, like I always say this, right? If you come across a conservative as a liberal, right? There's going to be things that you're going to see about them that make you go, how the fuck do you believe in this? Like, you don't like gay marriage, right? But then at the same time, they're going to freaking look at you like, how is it that you could be all about the government just controlling what gay marriage is? So you guys, sometimes you'll see people having the exact same idea. So like libertarians, most libertarians are like, yo, gay marriage should be allowed because we shouldn't even have the government controlling marriage. We should just get government out of the fucking picture and let people do what they want to do. Liberals go the opposite direction, but they want the same thing. They're like, yo, gay marriage should be a thing and we should make a different department that's larger and that would regulate this department to make sure that gay marriage happens. And then we need to make another department, and then that department regulates that department that's regulating that department. But at the same time, we want the same shit, you know. But leave a comment in the comments below. Are you a bot? If you are, tell me why. If you are not a bot, tell me why. I think, man, it's getting to a point now where I really do believe we are in a simulation. And some of us are real people with souls, and the others are just projections of the simulation. I don't know who I feel sorry for more. Right? Some of us are going to die, and then we go to another place. Maybe another dimension. Maybe our energy gets recycled into another person. And I think some of the rest of us are going to die, and we're going to see the Windows blue screen of death. That's it. And then you're going to have to flash your BIOS and install a new boot loader or whatever. Anyways, guys, it is time for me to get the fuck up out of here. I am doing another podcast that goes live with Chris Bowers and Rachel at 5 p.m. today. I'll try to put the link on my Twitter and on my Facebook and maybe on my Instagram. For all you new people that have followed me, I really appreciate you. Please follow me. Also, join my mailing list. If you go to my website, my mailing list thing will pop up. You could also text Mike to 206-207-5422. That's text the word Mike to 206-207-5422. Answer the three questions. You'll be part of my email list. That way, when I'm in your zip code, I can send you alerts to let you know. I would love to see you guys live. I'm Mike from Detroit on everything. Instagram, Twitter, YouPorn. Holla at your boy, Mike from Detroit on everything. Best way to find me is mikefromdetroit.com. Sometimes these social media sites will shadow ban me, like they did that for a while on Instagram, and it was terrible. So now I just drive people to my site, mikefromdetroit.com or mikeeshack.com. Takes you to the same place. At the very top of my website are all my social media links. You can follow me on whatever I'm on. Venmo. Venmo me, bro. Mike from Detroit. Cuz. Look forward to seeing you guys next week. I'm going to try to line up some guests. Maybe I'll do another podcast before the next podcast. I love all you guys following me. Thank you so much. I'm getting a lot of love on Instagram, on Facebook, on Twitter. Thank you so much, guys. And I love having you aboard. Once again, Mike Eshek, Public Yemeni number one, signing out. Deuces.
Public Yemeni number one.